So the story is called The House That Went Splat. And it's a story that Jesus told. Are you good at listening? Lots of people listen to Jesus. He told us about God's love for us and how to love God and other people. Some people listened to what Jesus said, but they didn't do it. So Jesus told this story. Everyone who listens to me and does what I say is like a clever man who builds his house on big, strong rocks. The rain came. Drip, splash, splosh, pour. A flood came. Whoosh. The wind blew hard. Woo. But the house stood still. Phew. Those great big rocks made it strong. But Jesus said, anyone who listens to me but does not do what I say is like a silly man who built his house on soft, loose sand. Uh-oh, the rain came. Drip, splash, splosh, pour. A flood came. Whoosh, the wind blew hard. Woo, and the house went splat. And what a big splat that was. If we don't care about what God says, we will end up in a terrible mess. But if we listen to Jesus and do what he said, we will be safe in God's care forever. Although Jesus was a carpenter, so he probably knew a thing or two about construction, he wasn't actually, with this story, giving advice on how to build a house. Instead, it was a parable. And a parable is a story with a meaning. And often Jesus told these stories because he knows that we people listen much more when it's a story than we do to a lecture. So let's take a look at our passage in the Bible where we find this story. And if we start at Luke chapter 6, start at verse 46 and see what Jesus says just before he tells this story. This is what he says. He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like." And then he goes on to tell the story. So the person who listens and puts things into practice is like our wise builder. You see, Jesus is warning the crowd, the people listening to them. He's saying, examine yourself, guys. Do your actions match your words? Or are you saying one thing but doing another? Maybe you're saying you're a Christian, but actually you're doing things that are quite ungodly. So what words is it that Jesus wants us to put into practice? Well, Jesus had been delivering a long sermon. Everyone had been listening. And we can find this sermon in Luke chapter 6. And it's actually what adventurers and adults you've been looking at in the last few weeks. There'll be a few highlights on the screen of some of the things that Jesus had been teaching. So in Luke 6, Jesus was teaching people. He said, love, bless, and pray for your enemies. Do not judge others. Forgive. Be generous. Be merciful. You see, Jesus was challenging them and us, do we come to church or read our Bibles at home, but actually not put into practice what we learn? Are you really loving when your brother or sister is really annoying? Are you generous with your time when someone in your household asks you to help clear the dinner table? Do you forgive your mum or your spouse or your friend when they're not very patient with you? I don't know about you, but I know that my actions have definitely not lived up to those on every occasion this week. Our response. Now, the book of Luke, where our parable is found. Now, Luke, who wrote it, emphasizes again and again the importance of how we respond to Jesus. One of the ways that he does this is by the people that he chooses to write about. So we have Simon Peter, we first meet him in Luke 5. We've got Levi, we first meet him in Luke 5. We've got Mary, we meet her in Luke 8. And we've got the unnamed woman that we find in Luke 7. Now, what is interesting about these people that Luke chooses to write about is they're not the kind of people you would normally have as role models. Fishermen, like Simon Peter, they were crude. They liked to use naughty words. Levi, he was a tax collector. They were traitors. They stole money from their own people. Mary was a second-class citizen simply by being a woman, but then she'd also been possessed by demons. And then the unnamed woman, she was called a notorious sinner. Basically means she was probably a prostitute. They are not the likely heroes you would expect to see. But this is intentional from Luke. Everyone who read his book would have known that these people would have no way of actually earning their way to God by being good. And yet, despite who they were and what they had done, God showed his mercy and his love to each one of these. And it's the same with us. If we take an honest look at ourselves, like we did before the confession, we know that we are also not really deserving of God's love and mercy, and yet he shows it to us anyway. So let's have a think about how we can look at how these guys responded when they met Jesus and experienced this mercy and love from God. Simon Peter, he left everything to follow Jesus. Levi, he did the same. He left everything to follow Jesus. Mary followed Jesus loyally, right the way to the cross, even when the rest of the disciples fled. And the unnamed woman, she knelt at Jesus' feet. She wiped them with her hair and her tears and anointed them with expensive perfume. They didn't do these things because they thought it might earn them some love and some mercy from God. They had already experienced God's love and mercy, and they responded this way because of this love and mercy they'd received, even when they hadn't deserved it. Now, we are unlikely in our country today to have to leave everything to follow Jesus. But what Jesus does ask us to do, we can see in verse 47 that we've been looking at today. He asks us to hear his words and put them into practice. Not because we need to earn our way to God, but like our examples, as a response to his love and mercy. And so this is our challenge here today. How are we going to respond to the teaching of Jesus? Now, Elia's reading from the book of James gave us a great example of what it looks like to respond in a foolish way. They came across someone who was cold, who was hungry, and they said, "All right, mate, you probably need to get yourself a coat and grab some food." And then they walk away and do nothing. And seeing that you're a Christian without acting in a loving and merciful way, but it's like, that is pointless. So you have a choice when you walk out of that door today. Will you be like the foolish or the wise builder? You've heard Jesus calls us to love, bless, pray for our enemies, not to judge, to forgive, to be generous, to be merciful. But when you're faced with a real-life situation this week, annoying siblings, impatient spouses, rude neighbours, how are you actually going to respond? Or maybe you're sitting there today, and this is the first time that you have really understood that Jesus gave his life to bring you back to God. This loving and merciful God who has his arms open wide to welcome you into his family.